This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, bit of a celebrity battle, but kind of not really. Five Sauce v Bieber.
Who would I want to win? Oh, are they naked?
I don't know, but Bieber had a party foul and Five Sauce called him out on it.
Find out what?
On today's podcast.
Now, Five Sauce are on the cover of a music magazine.
Very big one.
Yeah. The magazine.
The music magazine that you think of.
Yep. And look, they're not wearing any clothes, which is great. Yeah. Jess is not too impressed.
Well.
But look, anytime they're going to take their clothes off, fine with me. they've sparked a little bit of controversy, Jess.
They've started a celebrity battle.
They have.
I love a good celebrity battle.
But it hasn't really gone very far. So what's happened is they've talked about going to an after party after the American Music Awards, which was not too long ago.
I can't keep up with all the music awards. There seems to be several different ones.
My God, they just happen all the time.
Yeah.
And so they went to Justin Bieber's after party.
Seems to be the hottest ticket around at the moment.
Exactly. Biebs is everywhere. Everyone's loving him.
He's turned a corner.
Yep. They're calling it like the comeback of the year.
He's graduated from child star.
Yes. And now he's, you know, adult, meaning adult child.
Yeah, he's
star. Sorry, is the best song of the year. Side note. And so they've said that they went to Justin Bieber's after party. Said it was great.
Why wouldn't it be?
But
you'd think it'd be some pretty good music.
You would think that would be really good music.
You'd have a DJ, you know, just a real eclectic mix. Mm-hmm, just get the party going.
You'd think Justin would be on top of, you know, all the new music that's coming out.
The hottest tracks.
Yeah. Turns out he was on top of all the latest music.
He's just throwing out bangers.
Yeah. All off his latest album.
What? Playing his own album. He played his own album.
Apparently played his own album back to back for 3 hours.
On loop.
On loop. Played it on loop.
Look, everybody can play a song on loop every now and then because the button gets stuck on your phone.
Sure.
And you're like, oh, damn it. Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, it was on loop.
It's on loop. My bad. I didn't know. 2 or 3 hours, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
That's your album a couple of times.
Oh, when you hear baby, baby, oh, a few times in a row, you know something's up.
Well, yes, but also apparently it's the new album, so okay, whatever.
But they threw shade.
They did. So it turns out Bieber tweeted back saying that didn't happen and then continued to go on.
I love it how he actually tweeted, "Are you sure you came to our party?" Like, oh, did I even see you there? Playing it cool. Because my album wasn't on loop. Strange.
Oh, maybe it was just once.
Maybe it just felt like it went forever.
Or maybe it wasn't actually technically on loop. He just pressed play again at the beginning.
I didn't notice that before, but now that you've said it, he's obviously admitted to his album being on.
On, yes.
Because he just hasn't said, oh, it wasn't on loop.
It wasn't on loop,
oh,
you guys.
Hey, guys, it was just the director's cut. It was the extended edition. But I love it. And then he's like, strange, just to be like, oh, guys, conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's been on Justin. Best bit, that tweet has now been deleted. Maybe it was on loop.
Maybe it was. But there's been a lot of love sent.
Okay. What? So they're both pushing uphill?
Yeah, that's right. So Justin then tweets again. He's like, wish you the best. Don't use my name for headlines. You're already on the cover. Obviously throwing some shade there because he's not on the cover.
Yeah.
Just be honest. Big hugs, buds.
Oh.
Can we just move on now? No hate, all love. Happy to make it clear. Happy times. How many times does he have to include happy in one tweet? I just don't know.
I love it how it's like, we can move on. No hate, all love. Happy to make it clear. Happy times. It's like when you stub your toe and you're like, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's cool. It's fine. It's fine. You're not fine.
You're not fine.
He's making up for it too much. And then I think Five Sauce has tweeted back saying, done nothing but praise your album. No idea why that's even in the article.
Still. Not saying that he didn't say it. Yeah. Just so, oh, I don't know why that's in the article.
Big fan since the start, man. Take care.
Now, the reason also why I think this might be true is because I don't think it's the first time it's happened.
What?
Stay tuned. We were talking about Five Sauce throwing some shade to the Biebs for playing his own, allegedly.
Calling him out.
Calling him out for allegedly playing his own songs, his own album on loop at his American Music Awards after party.
And he didn't deny playing it. He just denied playing it on loop.
That's right. Let's look at this a bit more closely.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what he said.
Just read between the lines.
Now, earlier in the year, if people remember, we actually talked about people playing their own songs at their own parties. Because Paris Hilton allegedly played her own songs at her party at a Cannes Film Festival party on the French Riviera.
I actually don't remember her having a song.
Really? Stars Are Blind. can you not remember that?
No. I mean, maybe I've just blocked it out, like a horrible memory that I've never wanted to resurface.
No, there was one song, and
hopefully only one song.
Yeah. Can you not remember this?
Oh my god! I just had the worst thought. If I say it sounds like Kylie on air, I'll get shot.
No, it doesn't sound like Kylie at all. It's too Calypso.
Sounds like a Caribbean auto-tuned Kylie.
No. Let me just find the chorus. We're getting there. This is definitely worth it. So Paris Hilton was allegedly playing her own songs at her party in the French Riviera. Turns out Bieber was there.
Okay.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do now. Unfortunately, I'm having all these horrible memories flood back to me.
So I'm glad that I've made you relive that moment. So anyway, Paris Hilton was apparently playing her own songs at her party. Justin Bieber was there and apparently said something like, "Oh, can't believe she was playing her own songs at her party." Funny that, considering now he is allegedly playing his own songs.
Oh, pull your head in, Justin!
I know. But it turns out it's not the first time that he's played his own songs at places.
What?
A couple of weeks ago.
So it's a recent trend.
Yep, recent trend here. A couple of months ago.
Still recent.
Yeah, still recent enough, October.
Yeah.
He was doing some community service, like doing some renovations.
Court enforced?
I'm not sure. Doing some renovations for some kids, youth, gang, house or whatever.
Yep.
And played one of his songs, Purpose, whilst painting the walls.
Oh, no. That's...
Because he's painting for a purpose.
Oh, Justin.
It doesn't stop, does it?
Look, just when he was turning everybody around, maybe that's the problem. Maybe his last album was so good he's turned himself into a believer.
Yeah.
I think he's converted himself. And he's gone full Kanye.
Yep.
Oh.
It's all right.
Can you imagine if they ever collaborate on an album? It would be fantastic.
No, please, no. We can't have that happen at all.
I'm calling for it. Kanye and Believers, unite.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.